Hallelujah. Now he told me, he told you, he said to us, the number of your day I will fulfill. That's what he said. Now, if you don't believe it, you can check out before your days are fulfilled.
All right.
And let somebody go around and say, well, you know, God didn't come through. No, you didn't. You know, not God. Some on this, somewhere on this end, somewhere we messed up. Because God can't lie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he said, but let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's how you know you're in faith. You are not upset about anything. You're at rest. You're not troubled. Now, when physical pain, I need to say this, when physical pain, it depends on the level of your faith where you are. When physical pain is involved, like this lady that John G. Lake prayed for, she had terminal cancer. She was one of the wives of the official leader there in that country, South Africa, I believe it was. And the doctor had just given up, saying nothing they could do, so she gonna die. And she was taking morphine to help the pain. And she made a decision, so I'm just gonna throw caution to the wind. In other words, I'm not gonna depend on no more morphine. I'm gonna stop it. And she just got rid of morphine, she got rid of. And John G. Lake said, we stayed with her. See, we're talking about patience, not talking about faith. See, it depends on your level of faith. If you can get something to help you, you know, it's fine, but don't get out of faith.
Amen.
Don't start looking to the thing. But she made a decision that I'm not taking any more of this. That was her, see. And when she made the decision, they hooked up with her. And John said the pain would get so severe they stayed with her around the clock, and they would pray and pray until the pain would ease up, till the pain would stop. You know, and he said he had been with her, that was with her pretty much all that night, and so he left. That morning, went to the house to get a bath and freshen up. And on his way back, and see, this is why you let patience have a perfect works. On the way back, he said he was two blocks away coming. He could hear her screaming. She was screaming. And that's how severe the pain was, screaming. And he said, I found myself running. I took off running. He said, the next thing I know, when I came to myself, I had up in my arms like this, like a baby. He said, the compassion of Jesus had came all over me, and she was perfectly healed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She was perfectly healed. See, Satan will try to make you in the most severe situation. He'll try to make you doubt God. But people give up. Or we don't know how to get the answer because we haven't dealt with situation sometime and we don't stay with it long enough. See, most time we want to handle every case like somebody said, toss a burger. You know, you drive by and they toss a burger in your window while you're driving 90 miles an hour. That don't work. That you have to have some, you gonna have, there's some cases and situations you have to know how to deal with them in prayer.
Amen.
Are y'all hear what I'm saying, or y'all just sitting out there? So my title tonight, Unwavering Faith. Unwavering faith. That's what we're talking about. We're going to talk about unwavering faith. All right? So let's read on a little further in James, and I will get to the other part. You need to see this. He said, let patience have her what? Perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing, right? If any of you lack wisdom, he said, do what? Let him ask of God. Now listen what he said now. If any of you lack wisdom, let him do what? That won't give you anything. That gives to who? That gives who? Oh, no, you too dark skinned. You too light skinned. You too tall. You too short like Marie. You too. No. No. See, we let people and we allow the devil to put us in certain classes where we don't qualify. I can't have this and I don't qualify. He said, if anybody like wisdom, I don't care who you are. Are you a child of God? Are you his child? Do you know that you're his child? If you like wisdom in this matter, let him ask God. Didn't say ask your neighbor. Didn't even say ask me. He said ask who? But you know what? The enemy condemns us. And we need to learn how to stop him from doing that. You know, getting a family situation or even in a situation where there's a extended illness. You ever notice how people let it work on them? Because they don't know how to sustain. You see them, you look at them, you can see long-facedness, weariness, like God had failed them. I guess I might have to give up. That's what Satan had talked to him. Hell, ain't no hope for this case. They just might wither go on. Oh, no. You making that decision. God said, I sanctified you a long life. You'll see it. And sometimes I've had to deal with it, and sometimes I didn't know how to get the answer at that time. You might well be honest. Come on. But it don't mean that wasn't an answer. It's just, because see, you get in your thinking that, because something you pray the prayer of faith, it happened just like that. Or you lay hands on somebody, get healed just like that. But all healing don't take place like that. Some take place instantly. Some of them over a period of time, because it depends on the person involved. Ain't God. It's not God. Am I helping anybody tonight? But you need to sell it. When you go in, the bottom line, the whole deal, I got this sickness attached to my body. But the bottom line, I'm healed. That's the way I'm coming out of it. Because I went in it healed, and Satan trying to put something on me and make me sick. And I'm coming out just like God said. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So you have to learn how to let patience have a perfect works.